312-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And they've been watching over you. When you sleep, when you snoring, they watching over you. When the devil trying to get after you, they watching over you. Don't you know they stand between you and the devil? Can't touch this one. You can have that one or that one, but you can't touch this one. This one's got the blood on them. This one's got the blood on them. They have a destiny. This is a child of the King. You can't touch him or his. Anybody connected to him? Off limits. Amen. Angels watching over you. Mighty in battle. Fierce countenance. They don't play games. Let me tell you something about an angel. Angels don't respond to your requests. Listen, but they respond to your command. They are an angel army. Armies don't respond to requests. Hey, angel, you think you could maybe help? I release you in Jesus' name. I assign you. They don't respond to requests or suggestions. They respond to commands. And the word of God in your mouth is just as powerful as the word of God in his mouth as a child of God. It ain't as powerful in a sinner's mouth, because the devil say, who are you? Those are sons of Sceva. But in a blood-washed child of God that understands authority, that's under authority, that walks in the Spirit, that knows who they are and the power of their words, the word of a king is law. Help me, Holy Spirit. I said the word. See, the church is going to come into this new wine, understanding who they are and stop being religious folk. Religion is the way that man has tried to find God. Salvation is the way that God chooses to rescue man. A world of difference. Ain't nothing religious about the church. They talk about the three great religions. Salvation ain't religion. Now, Christianity might be religion. They were first called Christians at Antioch. You see it two other times in the Bible. One or two times in the Bible. And yet people label themselves Christians. Well, look at some people that label themselves Christians. A lot of politicians say, I'm Christian. And lie out one side of the mouth and say they're Christian out the other side of the mouth. Because it's just a religious thing. Jesus didn't call us to be Christians. He called us to be saints. In certain denominations, they'll tell you, you know, only Peter and those guys are saints. But I read in the epistles that Paul is writing to the saints. It don't mean that you do everything right. See, religion bases things upon what you do and how you do it and how religiously you do it. Salvation is by grace. You couldn't earn it. You don't deserve it. It's unmerited. It's given by God freely. World of difference. Religion is your way of trying to work yourself. 99 and a half won't do. the dead works. I said the dead. Don't do this. Don't do that. I stopped doing this. I stopped doing that. But are you saved? I go to church and pay my tithe. I don't curse anymore. I don't sleep around anymore. $1 million question, are you saved? There's a whole lot of nice people in hell, on their way to hell. Nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. But be nice anyway. Nice is not kind. There's a lot of nice people who will stab you in the back. They just appear nice. Hearts are dirty. Religion and salvation are different. Grace is whereby we are saved. Grace. Now, grace is not just unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor. Grace is also defined as the enabling. Right. I was just sharing this in our covenant class. Romans 6 and 1 says, what shall we then say to these things? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? I feel led to say this. There are doctrines out right now. Doctrines of grace. Excuse me. I call them greasy grace. You ever had, like, some of these carnivals or some places, even some of these fast food places, you eat the food and then you look down to the bottom of the bag or the container and it's full of grease. That grease will mess you up. And you just slurp a little. Then after a while, you... Lord Jesus, the devil is alive. That's what greasy grace will do to you. Because see, greasy grace says just, you know, God love you just as you are, come as you are, and stay as you are. And so you got churches full of stuff. Full of stuff. Yeah. But oh, everything's fine. Because it's by grace. But grace is unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor. But the flip side is it's the enabler. It's not by works of righteousness that you have done. It's not by power nor by might, but by his Spirit, by the grace of God. So get that back up for me, Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And let's put it in perspective. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Or shall we continue eating greasy grace? That grace may abound. Look what he says. God forbid. God didn't save you from sin to leave you in sin. God didn't save you from fornication to send you back to fornication. God didn't save you from lying to stay a liar. What shall we say then? He says, God forbid, how shall we? When God saves you, you die to something. It doesn't mean that you're perfected. Some people come to the Lord and they get saved for real, but they got issues. But keep hearing the word. That's where the chronos comes in. You keep coming. You keep hearing. That word will do a number on you. That word, you wake up one morning, you're a different person. You go to bed crying, but weeping only endures for a night. You wake up and something is gone. You're free. Your mind is changing. That word is transforming you. But it's through grace. Not of works of righteousness that we have done. The works that we do are a fruit. Yes. It's not the tree. You're supposed to do good stuff. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. If you're saved, you stop doing evil. You're not an evil person anymore, because the root ain't evil. Even evil people can do good stuff from time to time. But keep watching the fruit. Because you know the tree by the fruit. Because the fruit will turn evil. And sometimes good fruit, good trees can do stupid stuff. But that's where repentance comes in. Where God can change and transform you. Look at Peter. Lord, all of these will deny you, but I ain't going to deny you. I'm strong. Well, say, hey, Pete, I got news for you. Before the cock crows, you're going to deny me 3 times. Not me, Lord. I'll die with you first. When it all came down, Peter was afar off, following. He could see Jesus. They had him in chains. Somebody came up to him and said, hey, you look like one of them Galileans. I saw you with him. You were with him. Not me. I don't know the dude. I'm just here because I knew something was happening. Second time around, he's warming himself at the enemy's fire. Before you know it, you a Galilean, aren't you? You one of Jesus' disciples? Not me. I don't know the man. Third time around, a little maiden said, you one of them because your speech betray you. He said, I'm going to show you my speech. Old Peter reached in his old bag of tricks and went to cussing them out. Now, do I seem like a Galilean to you now? And then the cock crowed. And Jesus was in view. He was where their eyes could meet. It's interesting. And my son, Pastor Trevor, when he was preaching, he brought some of these things out. I thought were really, really, really amazing. What kind of look did Jesus give to him? Yeah. You know, now we, not me, you. Or some, no, not y'all. Some people, somewhere, would have looked at him like, see, I told you. That's not the look he gave him. God never gives us this look. This is the look of grace. He knows you better than you know you. And he knows what it's going to take to bring you into the you that he destined you to be. Christ looked at him with eyes of compassion. So much so that it broke Peter. What broke him? The reality, the realization that he failed him. Peter went out and wept bitterly. But notice, when Jesus resurrected, the first thing he said to Mary is, go tell my disciples and Peter.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.